Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Archer Amir with your 8am Deadlines. In local news, within coming days, Queensland's cold weather expected to ease after experiencing our first proper cold snap of 2024. In numerous areas, the temperatures dropped below zero, leaving many parts of the Sunshine State recording their coolest morning of the year. The Bureau of Meteorology's senior forecaster, Phelan Hanafy, states the temperatures will be on a slow rising trend over the next few days. In fact, temperatures are already recovering along the parts of the east coast. In Booville, a town on the outskirts of Ipswich, a McDonald's employee has been caught on camera drying a mop under a fries warmer. With many viewers left shocked, the lack of hygiene standards has raised fears that the food may have been contaminated. This act has left many in the community stating that this issue is the most brainless thing they've seen all year. In national news, Starlight Day in Perth yesterday was a raging success, with the patients of the Perth Children's Hospital being filled with smiles and laughter. With AFLW stars joining the festivities, the day was recognised the impact the Starlight Children's Foundation has had on many Western Australian families' lives. Donations are still flooding in from many across the nation in hopes that it will change even more sick children's lives.
Queensland is forecast to a budget deficit of an expected $3 billion to help relieve people with the cost of living. The upcoming state budget is expected to take the $3 billion hit this financial year before reducing to a $1 billion hit the following year. It is set to impact elements such as the coal industry, GTST, and money support for government frontline workers such as teachers. In international news, dozens injured and one dead after a Singapore Airlines flight heading to London made an emergency landing in Bangkok, Thailand. With 56 Australians on board, the flight experienced extreme turbulence, sending people into the ceiling and injuring many. The airline has since come out with a statement giving its condolences to the passing passenger and their family. This will be Singapore Airlines' seventh accident, according to the Aviation Safety Network. For your weather today, it is mostly sunny. It's currently 14 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach a 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news at 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.